Chapter 3. Prince of the Toys. Marie couldn't sleep that night. Could Uncle's story be true? Could the Nutcracker have once been a real young man? Marie had to see the strange wooden doll again. The children's toys were kept in a glass display case in the living room. Marie went into the room and lit a single light. The light reflected off the beautiful Christmas tree and gave the room a magical feel. She stood in front of the display case looking at the Nutcracker. He looked so kind. Of course he would have helped a princess. Marie felt sad. The young man had been turned into a Nutcracker, so he never got his great reward. Marie decided that the Nutcracker would be the prince of the toys. She opened the glass case and picked up the Nutcracker. Marie introduced the Nutcracker to all of her toys.
"These are your subjects," Marie explained to him. "You must rule over them fairly and protect them always."
Marie addressed the other toys next.
"And you must do what the Nutcracker tells you to do. Treat him well," she said. "These are Fritz's toy soldiers," Marie told the Nutcracker.
She showed him the toys on the lower shelves of the display case.
"They are the army of the Toy Kingdom. They will help you if you need to go to war."
Marie laughed to herself. When would the toys ever need to go to war? Still, a prince needs to have an army. Just then, Marie heard a noise. It was soft at first, but the sound grew louder. Soon, it sounded like 100 mice were moving through the walls and floors.